He migrated to another of the leading universities of the country and entered as a junior that fall. There, my drinking became so much worse that the boys in the fraternity house where I lived felt forced to send for my father, who made a long journey in the vain endeavor to get me straightened around. This had little effect, however, for I kept on drinking and used a great deal more hard liquor than in former years. Coming up to final exams, I went on a particularly strenuous spree. When I went in to write the examinations, my hand trembled so I could not hold a pencil. I passed in at least 3 absolutely blank books. I was, of course, soon on the carpet, and the upshot was that I had to go back for 2 more quarters and remain absolutely dry if I wished to graduate. This I did, and proved myself satisfactory to the faculty, both in deportment and scholastically. I conducted myself so creditably that I was able to secure a much coveted internship in a western city where I spent 2 years. During these 2 years, I was kept so busy that I hardly left the hospital at all. Consequently, I could not get into any trouble. When those 2 years were up, I opened an office downtown. I had some money, all the time in the world, and considerable stomach trouble. I soon discovered that a couple of drinks would alleviate my gastric distress, at least for a few hours at a time, so it was not at all difficult for me to return to my former excessive indulgence. By this time, I was beginning to pay very dearly physically, and in hope of relief, voluntarily incarcerated myself at least a dozen times in one of the